Them all raised in this county.
Okay, fine.
All raised in this county. That far back now, with my grit and all that, I just don't let it.
Okay. Are you married, Mr.?
Am I?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And do you mind telling me how old your wife is?
My wife's 65.
Okay. And is she a Methodist too?
Yes.
Does she have a job?
Yes, she teaches.
Okay. What does she teach?
She teaches mathematics in the high, in the grammar school.
Okay. Yes. And where did she go to school?
Well, she went to school and married her in Houston County. That's south of Macon. I didn't go way down there and find her. She come up here visiting, and that's when I met her. And so she and a girl from here went to a military school together, and she visited the girlfriend that she knew from here, and I met her, and so that's why I married her. But anyway, Houston County is where she was. She went to high school in Houston County, and she went to high school in Macon, Georgia, and then she went to college in Minneville.
Okay.
That's about her history.
Okay. And let's see. As far as you know, did most of her family come from Houston County?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
I don't quite understand the question. What do I call
what? Okay. What do you call the latter part...
Is that thing digging down what I said?
Uh-huh. The latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m. You might say, I expect to see him later this...
What do I call that part of the day between sundown?
No, between about 3 p.m. and supper time.
I call it late afternoon.
Okay, fine. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Sun up?
Okay. So in the morning it's sun up, and in the evening it's...
Sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
The weather breaking.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
A real hard rain that doesn't last long.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't know other than a hard rain.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Shelf over fireplace. Oh, it's mantle board.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dog.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, I reckon that would be kindling, I think.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Call a place for...
A little room that you hang clothes up in. When you come in from outside, you hang your overcoat up in it.
Chifferole.
Okay. Now, what would you call it if it wasn't a piece of furniture? If it was just you open a door and it's...
Closet.
Okay.